Thursday marked California Democratic Governor Jerry Brown's 16th and final State of the State address. The 30-minute speech celebrated the governor's success at improving the state's economy over the past 7 years, but it also laid out an agenda that focused on climate change and infrastructure repair. KUNR's Dana O'Connor sat down with our political reporter, Paul Boger, to find out more about the speech.
Paul, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So what were some of the major takeaways from Brown's last speech?
Despite this being his last State of the State as governor, Brown is notoriously concise and unsentimental, and yesterday's address was no different. Over the course of the 30-minute speech, Brown mainly focused on the differences in California's economic and financial stability today versus when he took office in 2011. You know, when he took office, California was facing roughly $30 billion in budget deficits. This year, the state is sitting on top of a $6 billion budget and record low unemployment, for which Brown thanked both Republicans and Democrats for working together, while at the same time taking a not-so-subtle swipe at Congress.
All these programs are big and very important to our future, and their passage demonstrates that some American governments actually can get stuff done, even in the face of deepening partisan division.
You know, but not everyone is impressed with the way in which California got to that point. Democrats have criticized Brown for being notoriously frugal, often threatening budget cuts across state government. Republicans have blamed him for higher taxes, and most notably the recent increase in the state's gas tax to help pay for infrastructure projects.
Speaking of infrastructure, did Brown discuss his support for the controversial high-speed rail between L.A. and San Francisco, as well as the Twin Tunnels project?
He did briefly. He didn't focus on it too much, but what he had to say was no surprise. Brown has been unequivocal in his support for the bullet train between L.A. and San Francisco, and despite construction delays, despite cost overruns, which it was recently announced that the bullet train is another $3 billion over budget, he thinks they're great ideas. For the Twin Tunnels project, that is a waterway that would move water from Northern California and the mountains down to drought-stricken Southern California. But here's the thing. The project has been derided by critics. It's been called expensive, unneeded, and environmentally unsound. But Brown says it's the way to go.
I'm convinced that it will conserve water, protect the fish and the habitat in the Delta, and ensure the delivery of badly needed water to the millions of people who depend on California's aqueducts.
Now, what about the natural disasters that have hit the state over the past 6 months?
You know, that's interesting because while he did talk about the disasters, he tied them into another major focus of his speech. Let's take a listen.
We should never forget our dependence on the natural environment and the fundamental challenges it presents to the way we live. We can't fight nature. We have to learn how to get along with her.
So clearly the governor has linked the devastating wildfires in wine country in Southern California with climate change. And I think that's also where he sees most room for growth. The governor mentioned protecting forests as a way to combat CO2 emissions, as well as hinting that he may soon submit a plan to spend some of the money the state has collected from cap and trade programs, which requires companies to buy permits to release greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. That money could go on to pay for further conservation efforts or making the state's fleet of vehicles more environmentally friendly. But Brown says those efforts are facing a major challenge, and that's President Donald Trump.
The science of climate change is not in doubt. The national academies of science of every major country in the world, including Russia and China, have all endorsed the mainstream view that human-caused greenhouse gases are trapping heat in the oceans and in the atmosphere, and that action must be taken to avert catastrophic changes in our weather systems. All nations agree except one, and that is solely because of one man, our current president.
But yet Republicans in the legislature worry the cost of the governor's agenda will continue to be passed down to California's families and small businesses, with one Republican referring to Brown's second tenure as governor as death by a thousand cuts.
I guess we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.